A new day with Gerry Hussey, a Go Light original. Brought to you by At One. Address inflammation at the root with our 100% Irish, natural and science-backed formulations. Awaken your natural energy at feelatone.com. Go
Loud. A wonderful good morning to you and welcome back to a new day with me, Gerry Hussey. Supporting us today is At One. What makes At One so special is its dual morning and evening formulations that support our body's natural circadian cycle over an entire 24 hours. It's not a substitute for a varied diet and healthy lifestyle, but it does work to keep you energized and focused during the day while promoting deep recovery at night. When we align with our natural rhythm, we feel our best. Discover more at feelatone.com. I'm Gerry Hussey, and welcome to a new day. This week, we have been exploring emotions. We have been looking at the idea that there is no such thing as positive or negative emotions. We've also looked at how we deal with our emotions and the fact that most of us, myself included at times, instead of dealing with the emotion, examining the emotion, observing the emotion, we deny it, we suppress it. We've looked at the impact the emotions have on our body. So I'm giving you permission. And I'm here to remind you that while you have every right to experience every human emotion, you also have a freedom to move through them and beyond them. Because the question we've been asking is if you don't deal with the emotion, if you continue to suppress it and deny it, if you continue to carry it, what is the cost and impact it will have on you, your life and your health? So today, the last step, I'm going to invite you to join me in a simple but powerful meditation where we begin to meet emotions. And the most important thing is when we become curious, when we begin to be the observer of our emotion, we must meet those emotions without judgment or comparison. Because far too many of us say, I shouldn't feel angry. I shouldn't be bitter. I shouldn't be sad. I've so much to be grateful for. I should feel grateful. Let's get rid of the shoulds. Whatever emotion you're feeling right now, honor it. We're going to do a short meditation. And in this meditation, we're going to be curious about the emotion we may be experiencing. So I'll invite you to take a moment to get comfortable. This meditation, as always, can be done lying down or sitting up, wherever is easiest and whatever is most comfortable to you right now. So maybe you need to move a shoulder, roll your neck. Just allow that body to settle for a moment. Allow that body to feel supported and held by the floor, the bed, the chair. If it's comfortable for you, I'll invite you to close your eyes. And we'll begin by taking a deep breath. In through the nose and out through the mouth. And for the next few moments, I'll invite you to continue to breathe. See if we can make the inhale 2 to 3 seconds. Can we make the pause at the end of the inhale 2 to 3 seconds? And can we make the exhale 4 to 5 seconds? When we make the exhale longer than the inhale, we are sending a message to our nervous system and our brain that we are safe. So for now, just follow that breath. For the next little while, you don't need to be the mum or the dad or the brother or the sister or the boss or the peacemaker or the problem solver. I'm giving you permission to release all of those roles, titles and expectations. And for the next little while, just be you. As we become aware of the thoughts in our head, the distractions, let me remind you are not any of those thoughts. You are the person that is aware of those thoughts. You are the person that is listening to those thoughts. But you are not those thoughts. You are awareness. And equally, whatever emotion begins to appear, remind yourself you are not the emotion. You are simply the one experiencing the emotion. We are never our thoughts. We are never our emotions. We are the experience. So take a deep breath. As you detach from the everyday moments and thoughts and stories and emotions, we're awakening what's called the observer self. It's like we can look at ourselves from outside of ourselves. And from that perspective, we can see ourselves in a different way. So let me ask you, what is the emotion that has been driving, fueling you for the last 24 hours, the last week, or the last month? What are you really afraid of? Is it a story that you're building in your head? Is it an artificial attachment to an outcome that hasn't even happened yet? Is it something from the past you can't let go? Now take a deep breath. You are more powerful than you can imagine, more loved than you dare believe, and you were forgiven before you even asked. If you truly loved yourself, what would you do with this emotion? What is the message it's here to give you? We take a deep breath. Now here's a new question. If you were only interested in peace, how would you reframe the story? If you were only interested in happiness, what would you focus on? And if you were only interested in gratitude, what would you allow your mind to give its energy to? Because you have a choice, a powerful choice. And when you choose to place your energy, awareness, and attention onto things that make you feel joy and love and grateful, we are actively choosing those new emotions. If you truly loved yourself, what's the new story that might appear? What's the new courage that might appear? You are more powerful than you can imagine, more loved than you dare believe. So let's take a deep breath. Today is a new day. A day you've never lived before and a day you will never get again. It is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and you are a once-in-a-lifetime phenomenon. So let's take a deep breath. Let's let the past go. Let's identify that emotion that's been driving us. Now what would it take for you to release that? Do you need to dance, to shake? Do you need to write a letter? Do you need to have a conversation? What is the greatest gift you could give yourself to let that go? Now take a deep breath. Let the emotions arrive, let them rise, and then let them dissipate. Let them come and let them go. While it is perfectly normal and healthy to feel an emotion, it is also perfectly normal and healthy to quickly let that emotion dissolve and dissipate. You are never your emotion. You are more powerful than the emotion, and you have an incredible ability to choose your emotion. We take a final deep breath. Big, big inhale, pause, and release. I hope you enjoyed this exploration of human emotions. We can go deeper into this, so be sure to tell us what you thought, your ideas, what you liked, and join us next week, where we're going to look at one of the things that brings up most emotions in human beings, which is change. We're constantly living in a world of ever-present change, and yet most of us, myself included at times, would rather put our heads under the bed, under the blankets, and wait for the change to go. Not everybody loves change, but when we develop the skill of being good at change, we develop something amazing. Join me next week. We take a deep dive into how we become masters of change. I hope you join me then, and thank you. If this episode resonated with you, I would really appreciate it if you could hit the follow button, leave a quick review or comment, and share it with a friend who'd love to hear it too. Your support helps this podcast grow and reach someone who might really need it.
A new day with Jerry Hussey, a Go Light original, brought to you by At One. Support your natural 24-hour cycle for better focus by day and deeper recovery at night. Awaken your natural energy at feelatone.com.